Were you trying to get crazy with this, eh? Don't you know I'm loco?
Now we're rolling. Damage Plan MMA Podcast. I am Jason, my co-host, Mr. Zach Parches, the voice of MMA in Utah.
So, I'm going to shameless plug here.
Shameless plug. Do it.
For those that aren't listening, Damage Plan Insurance has purchased one of those VIP couches on the stage for Steelfish on June 18th.
Okay.
And I am doing a giveaway, and I am giving that couch away for a lucky person to bring somebody. So if you would like to sit on the stage, VIP couches all night for free, message me.
I like it.
That's all I'm saying, but you have to message me.
I want to sit on the couches. I've never sat on the couches at a Steel Fist fight. I want to
sit on the couches. You don't get to sit on the couches.
I don't even get to be in the freaking building for this fight card.
You
don't
get to sit because you're not going, or else I'd let you enter too.
Oh, this is for your fight. I'll be there for you. Are you talking about for the 18th?
No. For the 18th. This is probably going to be something that happens for most Steel Fist fights.
All right. I like it. I like it. Damage Plan Insurance giveaway.
Just saying.
That's a pretty good giveaway.
I feel like it is.
It's a damn good giveaway.
$160 seats.
Yeah. So great seats. Get to see the fighters coming out when they come out. I love that.
It's going to be good.
So we got a little news.
We got a lot of news. First and foremost, so did you ever get on Fight Pass? Do you get on Fight Pass?
Yeah, I get on Fight Pass. Yeah.
Do you ever watch old seasons of The Ultimate Fighter?
I actually am watching the one with Brandon Moreno and
season 5's great.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Nate Diaz.
Nate Diaz.
Oh, Brandon Moreno.
Not Millennium. Yeah.
Oh, you're watching the flyweights.
Freaking flyweights, yes.
That's a great season, too.
Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah, I'm watching that one.
How unlikable is Henry Cejudo? Seriously.
You know what? Wait a minute. I actually think Joey Benavidez is the freaking douchebag on that one.
Oh, I think both
He rubs me like he's kind of like the whole I'm not a role model. I'm just who I am. Dude, you're not Charles Barkley. Come on, bro. Like,
teach their own. Yeah. But if you go on there and notice, season 6 of The Ultimate Fighter is not on Fight Pass.
Really?
You know why?
Why?
Because that guy, that war machine guy who ended up beating the crap out of his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, the porn star girlfriend. Yeah.
So he was on that season and he like went crazy. And when he got tried and convicted, they took the season off Fight Pass. I haven't been able to watch it. And I actually like that season a lot because Matt Serra and Matt Hughes are the coaches and they hate each other.
I remember.
They hate each other. Well, guess what? In light of Tough coming back to ESPN Plus, they have all the seasons, including season 6 on ESPN Plus now. So you're welcome for all those people who have been looking.
I'm going to put it on right now.
The best is the very first episode. Matt Serra and Matt Hughes meet in the gym. They shake hands and Matt Hughes goes, "Hey champ, how you doing?" He goes, "Oh, hey, let's just be clear about one thing. We know where we sit with each other. We don't have to act like we're friends or anything." You know, like he just boom cuts right to the chase. It's freaking awesome. The whole season.
Hulu has these. Have you ever watched those? The Dark Side, the throwback to the wrestling things.
Yes.
They do the Ultimate Warrior one. That guy
he was my hero growing up.
See, that was
the Ultimate Warrior.
See, I was before that. I was the Hulk Hogan era, was my era.
Yeah, I grew up. I grew up wanting to be the Ultimate Warrior, dude.
Dude, he was.
I almost walked out to his theme song for one of my fights.
Really?
I'm not even kidding. Da 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 da. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there was memories.
You know what? If I ever fight in a ring where I have the ropes, it's the move.
You better stop talking about all this fight and your wife is going to be kicking your butt. Hey, speaking of wives, we got a vacation we're going to go on in a few weeks.
It's going to come up quick.
I started my diet today.
Yeah, me too.
Got to tighten up a little bit before the vacation. Me too. So we had news with Tyrone Woodley and Jake Paul, but there's a fight this weekend with Floyd and Logan Paul that nobody's talking about.
You know why nobody's talking about it?
Because nobody gives a shit.
Nobody cares.
Do you?
Nobody cares. Chael Sonnen brought up a great point on his YouTube channel. He says, I get a like audit. If I make a video about Floyd Mayweather,
yeah,
boom, rating, like you get 100,000 views. That's how he judges success. As long as it hits 100,000, he knows he's talking about stuff people want to listen to. Does one about Floyd Mayweather, boom, people watch this YouTube channel. Does one titled Logan Paul or Jake Paul, boom, big numbers. He did one talking about Logan Paul versus Floyd Mayweather. 38,000 people watched it. And he goes, there's just something about it. People just don't care.
I think it's because of the, I could be wrong because I think it's because of the way the McGregor Mayweather fight went that people are just like, this is kind of just a spectacle. Like it's cool. It's getting everybody talking.
If Connor, a legit elite striker in MMA, can't translate over, I don't care how big and long anybody is. Like, they're not on that level. They're not going to touch him.
No.
Francis Ngannou, Floyd Mayweather, sign me up. I'd watch that.
It's just freaking Donkey Kong.
Just Donkey Kong smack him.
Did you see?
Come on, man.
Logan got the tattoo of Gotcha Hat and got Jake it on did. His leg. It was Jake that got it?
Yeah, because he's the one that did it. Gotcha Hat. What an annoying little turd.
I see there's a lot of backlash with some of these fighters, with these guys, with the Paul brothers jumping in there, but I don't hate it. I mean, it's got us talking about it. It's got the media talking about it. Well, I mean, it's getting guys like Ben Askren, Tyron Woodley paid.
Their biggest paydays of their career.
Biggest paydays of their career are taking these freaking fighting these YouTubers. Like you can call it stupid, which we both think is ridiculous.
So let's clarify some things and be fair about some things. Because I do not like the Paul brothers. They're tough.
They are tough.
They are signing their names on the dotted lines and putting it on the line. And you have to respect that. At the end of the day, they're going in there with the possibility of getting knocked out. Unless it comes out that these fights are fixed, which I still hold reserve I'm not saying that I'm leaning that way, but come on. If somebody comes out and says, yeah, Ben Askren threw that fight, would you be like, I'm shocked? You wouldn't be shocked.
I wouldn't be shocked, but
I don't think he did.
He took a damn hard shot to be throwing a fight. He took a pretty damn good hit. Like,
yeah, but you know what? If I'm going to throw a fight and they're like, hey, we're going to set this up and I'm going to hit you. And I'm Ben Askren. I'm like, we'll make it look real. Like, I'm just not going to have my left hand up. Like, just come right over the shoulder and like put me out then.
Yeah.
That's how you throw. I mean, you know what I mean?
A couple million dollars. Shit. You could hit me too. Go ahead, Zach. That's give me a couple mil. I'll fight you for a couple mil, Zach. You can hit me and knock me out.
You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't even have to throw the fight because you'd kick my ass. So. But I'd be rich.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying that they were fixed or implying it, but something didn't look right about that fight. And I'm not sure if it was just Ben Askren was just out of shape and didn't care or whatever, but I mean, he might have not thrown the fight legitimately, but he might have gone in there being like, if I get knocked out, who cares? I think he did do that.
Yeah.
Right? And so there is an aspect of it that it's like, eh. But I do think it's a little bit different fighting Tyron Woodley. And I do have to give him credit because now he's getting into the cage with a dude that I know hasn't looked good. I sent you a really funny meme. If Tyron Woodley saved all of his punches from his last four fights, Jake Paul's in big trouble.
He's in big trouble.
So if that's the case, you know, he is finally fighting somebody that has a competency on his feet and has knocked out other grown men in an elite level, a la Robbie Lawler to take the welterweight title. You know what I mean? I don't know what it does, but you do have to give them credit because they are going in there. They are competing. They are training like professional athletes.
They are training. Yeah.
And that I respect anybody that trains. I respect anybody that goes in there and puts it on the line and risks it. They are using their platform and their popularity from their YouTube channel to generate a ton of money doing it, not just for themselves, but for producers, for anybody that signs them. Yep. Showtime just signed Jake Paul. Like, That's huge. Showtime's going to make a lot of money off of it. Tyron Woodley's going to make a lot of money off of it, which means his coaches are going to make good money off of it. They're generating a lot of money for a lot of people in the fight game. I can't totally hate that.
Yeah.
Now, the Triller production was a disgrace to sports.
That was,
But doing it with Showtime, we might actually see like a real boxing event that's watchable and enjoyable.
Yeah.
But I do stand by this. The first time he gets slept, the show's over. The circus is over. And I think Tyron Woodley could sleep him.
I don't think it's happening. He just hasn't, obviously I'm recency bias, right? He hasn't shown us that killer instinct. And who was it? Rashad Evans. It was Rashad Evans that said he was the one that made the comment. And he's like, I knew I needed to quit when I would rather go over there and be friends with this guy than go in there and rip his head off. Right. You know what I mean? He just doesn't have that. I don't think Woodley has that.
We saw it a little bit in the Vicente Luque fight. He tried. He just isn't at that level anymore. And those guys are murderers. Jake Paul's not a murderer.
There's a big difference in a guy that, and look, and I'm not discrediting Woodley because he's a freaking champ.
Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer, hands down, Hall of Famer. But he hasn't been boxing.
By the way.
Freaking Jake's been boxing. He's an athlete, man. He's bigger. They're going to be fighting at 190. I can't imagine Woodley's going to be in tip-top shape at 190. He probably walks around at 190.
Maybe closer to 200, but yeah, but in that range.
I can't imagine him.
One other aspect, right?
Eight rounds. They're going eight rounds.
One other aspect. Jake Paul. Guess what? Tyron Woodley does not want to walk over and be that guy's friend.
No, he doesn't like him. That little disrespect stuff in the background.
That may have motivated Woodley. Here's the other thing. If Woodley thinks, though, that he's just going to get off the couch and not train hard and whatever and beat this dude, he is going to be in for a rough surprise. Because like you said, he's training.
Look at what it's doing. It's got everybody talking about the whole MMA community is.
Yeah, and now my wife's texting me, teasing me about, we're not even talking about UFC news. We're talking about Jake Paul news. See what we're doing?
We're talking about it. It's getting people talking about it.
Because it's the old like Dallas Cowboys, Yankees, whatever.
Yeah.
You tune in to either watch them or lose, but you tune in to watch.
We're tuning in. It's a good side show. You know, you got your UFC for the purists. We're obviously purists. We love to watch MMA, high level MMA and amateur MMA. But this is a good circus. It's a sideshow. It is what it is.
But it's going to be on Showtime. So I think that it's going to be more sport than entertainment this time, which I think is important if they want to be recognized as legitimate athletes. And I do believe that Jake Paul wants to be recognized as an athlete. It's like they say, rappers all want to be basketball players. All basketball players want to be rappers.
Kai Brunk says, the real question is, who are you betting? And I'm not betting on shit. I don't trust it.
That's probably smart, Kai.
Paul.
It's probably smart.
Put your money on Paul.
I'm putting my money on Tyron Woodley.
T-Wood. Hey, Kai. Kai's got a fight coming up. We need to get him on. We need to get Kai on.
Yeah.
Because I did a little research, and Kai's pretty legit.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta he's legit.
Yeah, I don't trust it either. But if I'm going to – I'm betting – I refuse to bet money on the Paul brothers ever. I refuse.
Well,
I'd rather light it on fire.
It's not going to be like a Tyson.
Money right here.
It's not There's like a Tyson. Tyson Roy Jones. It's not going to be like that. No, like I wouldn't bet on that.
I don't have a lighter, but I'd set this $100 on fire before I bet on them.
You should be setting it on fire betting on Tyron Woodley.
Get out of here, dude. Freaking world class versus a YouTuber.
Is he still world class though? That's the thing.
No, he's not. No, he's not. To be fair, he's not. And I'll be fair with it. He's not world class, but he's still levels above Jake Paul.
I mean, if you're Jake
or Logan Paul,
if you're Jake Paul or Logan, who's he fighting? I keep getting him mixed up.
He's fighting Jake. Got your hat.
You have to know that these guys are they're strategic with this because they know they're probably thinking, all right, we could beat this guy. Then they go on and they're going to get another name.
But here, no. That's actually where I think you're wrong. I think they know that all good things come to an end, and I think that Logan knows that he loses to Floyd.
That's a given. Yeah.
He knows. Right. And when he loses and can't, but he doesn't really lose any clout by losing to Floyd Mayweather. Right. Well, the same thing could be said for Jake Paul. What if Jake Paul gets knocked out by Tyron Woodley,
comes back and
beats somebody and then goes back and knocks somebody else out. And then he said, yeah, I lost to a former welterweight UFC champ. It's not, he's not in a losing fight here.
They're both
he could lose the fight, but But the difference is right now there's this allure, right? Of I could beat a real fighter too. I am a real fighter. I could beat a real fighter, right? As soon as they don't, though, that allure is gone. And then they can just go back to the YouTube thing.
You think we're going to get, well, we already do. I was going to say, you think we're going to get local guys that are like, I can get in there and beat a real fighter. We already see it every weekend. Or at least once a month with Steel Fist.
We see it all the time.
And Fierce.
We see it all the time. You give me, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're a bodybuilder or you're whatever. You give me a guy that is not trained and wants to put MMA gloves on, I will sign up to spar that person all day.
It's not going to go good.
You know what I mean?
Not going to go good.
There's always the aspect but those guys that have never felt a leg kick before, you know, and stuff like that. It's just it's not. I was trying to explain to a really good buddy of mine that's like 250 pounds. He's saying this like 140 pound purple belt. He's like, I'd smash him. And I'm like, if he's a legit purple belt, he's going to strangle you, dude. And he's like, no way. And I'm like, he strangles you.
I just watched that. I sent you that video last night with Cyrus Washington fighting that tune whatever guy over in Lethway. He gets slept with a spinning elbow. Slept out cold, that 2-2 guy did.
Yep.
And then Lethway, they get what, 2 minutes, I think? They get two minutes to wake him up. His corner comes in, picks him up. They're slapping him. They're dumping water. They're biting his ear. They're doing something in his ear. Yeah, biting his ear. He gets up and beats, and they end up having to throw in the towel.
Yeah.
Like, dude, if you think you're a fighter, go watch some of that. And that was a great fight, too. It was a great fight. Anyway.
It's entertaining. It definitely shouldn't have happened. The left way is crazy.
He was dead. He was like Tyson Fury out. And then he gets up and he's he was winning the fight up until that point anyways, and he just got caught.
Undertakered him.
I was dogging on the little spectacle before, but I kind of like the T Wood matchup, Paul matchup. It intrigues me way more than the Floyd Mayweather Logan Paul. Way more. I have zero desire to watch that fight.
What's crazy is this all started with Logan Paul, and now Jake's actually the one that's making meaningful waves in this.
Yeah, I have zero interest in the boxing part of it, because boxing seems to just be turning into that anyways.
Yeah.
And I don't know, Kai, I'm not sure if Woodley had hand surgeries or not. I don't know.
He did.
They're going to be wearing 10-ounce gloves, right?
Yes.
8-ounce gloves, 10 or 8, I thought I saw. We got UFC on this weekend coming up. Pretty good card, too. Did you look it over?
Yeah. Rozenstruik versus Sakai. Walt Harris versus Marcin Tybura. Miguel Baez versus Santiago
Ponzinibbio
is an insane fight. That's an insane fight.
And the one after that, Todorovic and Rodriguez is going to be a good fight. Tom Breeze is on the card.
Tom Breeze is back. He's a problem. Whoa.
Sorry, tired? Big
John. Yeah, Ariana Lipsky versus Montana De La Rosa. That's a good fight. Tanner Bozer's back versus Latifi. I really don't like Latifi at heavyweight. I do not.
But Bozer's not a big – he's not a big heavyweight, is he?
No, but he's
He's 6'2". They both got the same reach. Yeah. They're actually pretty even.
Yeah. I just liked him a lot better at 205.
How's training camp going?
It officially starts today. Yeah. You spent some good family time down in St. George.
I was going to ask you how that was.
I did a Fusion MMA down there.
How was that?
Got some rolls in with some good guys. Yeah. It was interesting. Aaron Reese and his wife are super hospitable. They're awesome. They have a great gym down there. So if you're ever down there, definitely go check them out. But it was fun to get some rolls in. But, man, we just hung out a lot at the pool and my grandparents' house and relaxed. And, you know.
I bet your wife was happy.
Food and
no Hillary was happy. You weren't texting me about MMA the whole time.
But there were some good jazz games.
There was some really good jazz games.
So, you know, it was fun, man. We had a good time hanging out with my grandparents. And, yeah. What else were we going to talk about? We have some other things we want. Oh, I did want to talk about, I'm a little bugged with the PFL right now.
You're talking about with Clay Collard on the undercard?
Yeah, how does Clay Collard beat Anthony Pettis and Pettis is still the main event? And
not just beat him, like dominate him.
Like beat that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And he's not even on the main card. Like, what?
Disrespect. At least Tyler Diamond got on the main card.
Tyler's on there. That's our boy Tyler Diamond.
But I feel like that's a little disrespectful, which keep doing that because I do kind of feel like Clay thrives off that. But I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that.
Let's see. There's been a lot of good.
PFL's next week, right?
Yeah. Yep.
The 10th, I think.
Yeah. Let's see. What other? There's some other good news. I don't know. Oh, the Ultimate Fighter coming back.
Oh, that's tonight. Yeah.
That's going to be really, really good.
How did we forget that?
Man, how good was Volkanovski and Craig Jones on
Joe Rogan?
Those were great.
The Danaher podcast was.
I'm in the middle of freaking that.
Dude. That's probably one of the best podcasts I've ever listened to. If you're up for like knowledge and fighting knowledge and mindset, the guy is just freaking amazing.
Oh, Game Bread Fight Championship is
that's coming up. Bare Knuckle MMA, I saw too.
Yeah, Jason Knight versus Crazy Horse Charles Bennett.
Okay, all right.
Brock Weaver's on the card.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's fighting. So he got released by the UFC, and he's fighting somebody too.
So where are they doing these fights at? Are they setting it up in like a backyard?
Atlanta, Georgia.
I'm surprised Atlanta's letting that happen there.
Well, it's either them or Florida.
Or Wyoming.
So I do have a question for you because we have UFC 263 isn't this weekend, but it's next weekend, and it's a great card. It's a great card. Without spoiling it, Vittori make it a fight without Adesanya?
I actually think he does.
Okay.
I think that fight with Adesanya with the light heavyweight champ. I think that's going to give Blachowicz. I think that's going to give Vittori a little bit of a a little bit of confidence going into that. I lost my words there. It's interesting. How does Izzy bounce back? Like, does he look good? Can Vittori get him to the ground? Because if he gets him to the ground, can he keep him there? There's a lot of what ifs for me in this fight. Like, I'm not just going to sit here and say I think Adesanya just dominates him because I.
So I got to say, this is my initial reaction, and I might be totally off on this. I think if Vittori was catching Adesanya off of his win streak, I think he had a really good chance. I think catching him coming off of a loss, I think that makes it that much harder. Because Adesanya, no, dude, you can't lose back-to-back fights. If you want to be considered an all-time great like that, like, you can't drop this fight. I think you're going to see the like best version of Israel that we've ever seen. Wrestling a ton down there. And you know, dude, his striking is already levels above Vittori.
Oh yeah. He's levels above.
So, you know, he's known for a while. He's fighting Vittori.
I don't hate it.
Like, I actually think Adesanya,
he's like a 3-1 favorite, right?
I don't know. I think that seems high.
No, I think he is. I'm looking it up right now. He's minus 250.
I don't love. I do like. Yeah, I think I kind of like the odds on Vittori. I think Izzy wins though. I don't know. I gotta do my full breakdown and research.
I do too. I want to do a
Figueiredo Moreno too. This is what I hate about these rematches: is they almost never go as good as the first.
Something tells me this is going to be as good as the first.
I think one of them gets clipped and gets put to sleep inside two rounds. How about that?
Ooh, who do you like?
I don't know yet. I just think one of them gets clipped and goes out inside two rounds, maybe even the first round. Like, we just had this amazing 5-round war where nothing could land on the button.
And
I just think that one of them, like, finally something lands on the button for that sixth round. I mean,
it could get there.
And here's the other thing. Neither of them are afraid of each other.
I love it, dude. I love it.
And I've been big on Moreno for a long time. If you remember, I picked Moreno to beat Figgy.
Yeah.
And I love Moreno. I think it might be his time. I really do. But Figgy's a tough one to bet against because he's such a savage.
Yeah. How about Leon Edwards and Nate Diaz? Are you giving Nate a shot? Does Nate have a shot?
Yeah, he has a shot.
I think he gets pieced up.
Not a great shot, but he has a shot.
I think he gets pieced up.
The fact, too, that it's – so remember when they were going to do the co-main event thing and it was going to be five rounds?
Yeah.
Right? With no title and a co-main event, never happened before. Is it still a five-round fight?
I think it's three. Because they're
then I 100% favor Edwards.
Yeah, they're like one. Hold two, on, really three. Quick. They're like They're like four. There's four fights after them. I don't even think that fight's close. I think Leon Edwards dominates it. I think you're going to see the exact same thing you saw in the Jorge Masvidal fight. I think Edwards just picks him apart. I don't see it going to the ground. I don't think Nate can get him there. I think it's going to be a bad night. And odds on that, if you're a betting man, he's almost 6-1 favorite. Leon Edwards is almost 6-1 favorite. You get plus 400 odds. It might be worth throwing $5 or $10 on Diaz. But I don't know. I don't like it. Stacked card, though. Damian Maya, Bilal Muhammad's on this card. We got Jake Collier and Carlos Felipe's on this card. Fabrice Ziam and Luigi Vendoramini. This card is freaking stacked. Oh,
top to bottom. The only one I don't care about is Felipe Collier.
Lauren Murphy and JoJo Calderwood. Yeah, that's a good fight.
Great fight. Good number one contender fight.
I'm
all in on JoJo Calderwood. I can't stand Lauren Murphy.
I can't. See, I think she wins. She's a dog, man. Ugh. I think she gets her down and just controls it. And she's the underdog.
The only good thing about Lauren Murphy is she trains with Derek Lewis. That is it. Other than that, she can kick rocks. I might throw
money on there. There's another girl on there too that's really good. Is she on this week's card or the next week card?
Penny Kinizad is a bantamweight fighting. I've always liked her fighting style.
Chase Hooper's back. We're running your boy Eric Anders, Darren Stewart, the dentist.
I love that. Dober, Brad Riddell is an insane fight.
That's a good fight.
It's an insane fight. The whole card's sick. But I am saying I just think that the Nate Diaz versus Leon Edwards, when it was five rounds, I did kind of like Nate. Because Leon Edwards, he's never shown me an ability to like finish dudes and like really like finish them. And you got to kill Nate to get him out of there. And if you let him hang around long enough, like he's pulled off some pretty remarkable finishes.
Chase Hooper. Chase Hooper, Ryan. He's fighting on that card.
Ben Askren's kid.
Ben Askren's. Yeah. Yeah. When he went up to Masvidal, that was great. Why'd you do that to my dad?
He's like, I'm sorry. And Bilal Muhammad fighting Damian Maya on that card too.
Do you, I mentioned that one. How about let's go back to boxing real quick before we get off. Dante Wilder, Tyson Fury, they're running it back.
Gosh dang it. Boxing, you
July 24th.
Boxing.
Chase, who, Ryan. I know I'm being smart at Chase. Exactly. My thoughts exactly, Ryan.
Dude, boxing is – this is why it's screw it up any worse? Can they screw it up any worse? Nobody wants to see Fury Wilder 3. Nobody.
Ryan's a boxing coach. Ryan, do you want to see Fury and Dante Wilder again? I don't.
I want to see Joshua.
I want to see Fury, Joshua too.
Anthony Joshua.
Fury looks good. Fury looks good. He looks
phenomenal right now.
He looks Fury in 3.
Yeah, I actually thought him in 2. 2, 3, something like that.
There's nothing Wilder can do in that short of time to make up that
deficiency. Here's the problem. Fury is so technically sound that and he ate Wilder's best punch and didn't put him away.
If Fury and Joshua, that's what Ryan wants to see too.
If
Wilder could learn how to set that right hand up to knock somebody out with the jab, what does Teddy Atlas say? Set the table with the jab and then we eat. Yeah. He just doesn't. He just throws that right hand.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah, I'm pissed. I'm pissed at boxing. Boxing, I hate you. And this is what, hey, and for everybody complaining, you know who you should be pissed at about the Paul brothers and all the hubbub they get? You know who you should be pissed at? Boxing. Because if they weren't such a mess, there would be no place for it. If you notice, that stuff doesn't happen in MMA.
No.
These freaks, well, I take that back, CM Punk. But you, for the most part, that doesn't happen in MMA.
If you look at the odds at boxing fights, I think the only odds that I saw when a close fight was last weekend, there was a fight, a championship fight on ESPN. I can't remember the two guys that fought, but that was about a coin flip fight.
Case in point, you couldn't even remember their names.
Every other fight you watch is like minus 2,000, minus 3,000, 15 to 1 odds. It's like, what? Like, how often do you see that in MMA? Like, really? Unless somebody's fighting a Russian?
Here's the thing.
Like,
so, yeah, gosh. So here's the thing. The biggest thing to what Ryan's talking about, the biggest reason why I know that Wilder can't win in a rematch is because nothing's ever his fault and he has an excuse for everything.
Kind of like Kyrie Irving.
At what point do you look at the mirror and be like, I need to be better. I need to go find a coach that can teach me how to set up this punch. I know I have ridiculous power. I need to become a well-rounded boxer to be able to hang with these world-class boxers like Tyson Fury, Anthony Joshua. Joshua does the same thing to him.
Oh, he beats him too.
Breaks off of Dwight Wilder.
Joshua and Fury, that intrigues me.
They're big boxers. Yeah. They're boxers.
How about you do a card with Tyson Fury and Joshua, and then co-main event, Errol Spence and Manny Pacquiao.
They'll never do that.
They'll never do it. It's going to take
sell a gajillion dollars.
Or
even put like a Gervonta Davis on is the co-main. Like up and comer, right? Like, correct.
Yeah. Gervonta Davis would be a good one to put on but they won't. They won't put any other big, there will not be another big name fighter on that card. You're going to be like, who?
That's the problem. And then everybody illegally streams it because nobody wants to pay 60 to 80 bucks or whatever to watch one fight, because that's all we care about is the one fight.
That's how boxing's always been, though.
Okay, well, boxing's died and MMA has surpassed it. So what does that tell you?
Do you think it surpassed it? Do you think MMA has surpassed it?
1,000,000%.
Do you think more? I think if you had a big boxing match, like Pacquiao Spence is a big fight. That's a big fight.
It's a big fight, but
Pacquiao, I mean, I would,
what, 8 years past his prime?
He just beat Keith Thurman a year and a half ago.
Okay.
That's a pretty good win.
I mean, it's a good win, but he's not prime Pac-Man anymore.
I mean, yeah, I think Errol Spence. No, you're not wrong.
Errol Spence beats him, right?
Errol Spence beats him. I think he beats him.
Me too. That's
right. Ryan's boxer, he could probably chime in, but I think Errol Spence is the better fighter.
At this point in his career, but I mean, Errol Spence now versus Pacquiao when he was.
Did you see? Prime,
that's fun.
Mayweather said he was the hardest person he fought was Pacquiao because of his movement. Like, he just had that movement. Anyways, all right, that was fun.
Time out. You brought it up. So let me get this straight.
A Zach rant?
No. You said, so you didn't mind a fan throwing a water bottle at Kyrie because Kyrie
I didn't say I didn't mind.
You didn't say that.
I didn't say I didn't mind because that's wrong. All I'm saying is he's not innocent in this whole thing.
Okay. As a fan, I'm a diehard Jazz fan. If I saw especially a former Jazz fan, Gordon Hayward,
rubbing his feet on the
over to the Jazz note and rubbing his feet on there, I'd be like, what a prick. I'm glad we burned his jersey when he left.
Definitely not saying it gives him the right to throw it, but
I'm not chucking a water bottle at him because one, you're gonna get in legal trouble. Two, there's a 0% chance you get away with it in those stadiums now.
Yeah.
And three, the dude's got a felony on his record now.
I just think him playing this innocent victim that he's just, I don't know why these fans, you're being a freaking idiot. Why do you have to be disrespectful? Why did he have to do that?
Because Kyrie is not saying unlikable. He's as unlikable as a person as there is in the NBA.
Doesn't he think the freaking Earth is flat too?
He did a flat earther. He came out. He did come out and say that that he more believed that there could be merit to it, but he didn't think it was flat.
Oh, okay.
Whatever. It's the dumbest. It's the dumbest
thing. I don't know. I just, when you posted that though, I was like, oh, it's idiot. But then I seen the clip on TikTok of him doing that. And I'm like, what do you expect is going to happen?
Time out. As a fan, because that's what we are in this element. We are fans. As a fan, there is no action, none on the court that a player can do, including flipping a double bird at the fans.
Yeah.
That should incite any physical of a fan doing anything physical, throwing or whatever back at the player. Right.
I agree, but he should take some responsibility,
but he won't because he's a mental midget.
Yeah.
He couldn't play with LeBron because he wanted it to be his team. And then he went to Boston and he was like, this sucks. I don't have anybody to help me.
And you know, even though they were loaded,
and now he's Kevin Durant's little,
and you want to know what makes it worse?
Yeah.
He's freaking good, man.
He's so good. So good.
When he's on, he's man.
Incredible.
I was telling, me and my son were watching the game. I think it was Sunday. And I'm like, just watch him. He did this move and did this little finger roll layup. And I'm like,
he's so slick with the ball. He's so slick. But again, this is for every person that goes to sporting events, though, every fan, and yells, somebody sucks. I just want them to remember they are better at what they do than anything else that you do. First off. Second off, just because you buy a ticket, and I don't care how expensive it is, it does not give you a right to say things or do things that you wouldn't do to that person's face.
I agree with that.
So all of that being said, because there is a lack of respect for humanity in our society, and sports falls into this big time. All that being said, if you are willing to say those things to athletes and throw things and do stuff like that, knowing full well the athlete cannot come into the stands because another Ron Artest situation will happen, right? They know full well that athlete is not coming to stands. That fan should be grabbed by their shirt by a security guard, dragged down to the tunnel, get set a hand of boxing gloves, and give the athlete some boxing gloves, and let that guy rock sock robot him in the face.
I agree. I 100% agree. I think
fans doing that is right up there with keyboard warriors.
Was it you that said something about they should let him go up in the stands? Somebody said something on Facebook, and I'm like, it might not turn out that well for an NBA player to go up into the stands because
you can't let him go into the stands.
Because they think they're tough.
Bring the dude down to
because the NBA thinks they're tough, right? Okay. Like, these guys think they're
tough.
Let's
go through it real quick. Let's go through it. Okay. Actual guys I'd be afraid to fight in the NBA.
Okay, you name it. Go ahead.
Jay Crowder. Legit.
Tough. Oh, I would not mess with Jay Crowder.
legit tough guy.
No, not mess with Jay Crowder. I'd have to look at the teams and see, because now you got me thinking too.
I'm having a hard time thinking of, because these new players are so soft.
Ron Artest.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, back in the day. See, back in the day.
Rick Mahorn. Bill Laimbeer.
Dennis Rodman, Karl Malone. Like, these are like legit dudes that would have no problem socking.
And we can't even name two guys that you'd be afraid of.
Mine right now, Mike. Jay Crowder, Dylan Brooks with Memphis. Like, Dylan Brooks, I think he's scrappy. I think he's a little crazy, and I think he'd actually do something.
But can you imagine one of those guys coming up? Like, can you imagine Russell Westbrook coming up in the stand and there's some MMA fighter and he just kicks the shit out of his calf kick? Whack!
I've always said, for free or a ton of money, whatever, I would do anything to get locked in a cage with Chris Paul. I would choke him unconscious.
He might jack you up, dude.
There's 0% chance Chris Paul jacks me up.
How about Kwame Brown going after Stephen A. Smith? I freaking love it. And everybody's like, he's 100% right.
Kwame's my guy.
He called Matt Barnes Becky with the good hair. Oh, TikTok is so stupid, but it's fun.
By the way, Kevin Garnett, another one, would have fought anybody, anytime, anywhere. Rasheed Wallace, Ben Wallace.
Dude, we got all these. I'm looking at the team. Is there anybody on New York's team? Derrick Rose, maybe. Derrick Rose has got a little.
Bobby Portis Jr. on Milwaukee.
Bobby, I wouldn't mess with him.
He'll fight because he knocked out his own teammate when he was with Chicago.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Is there anybody on the Jazz?
That I wouldn't fight.
Yeah, Alonzo Mourning. What about right now, Ryan? Give us somebody like right now. There's legit guys from back in the day. Draymond Green. He's from Saginaw. I would not mess with Draymond Green.
No, he'd fight you. He'd fight
Draymond
you.
Green would fight you. He's from Saginaw, which is...
He'd probably like mess you up too.
20 minutes north of Flint. And I know all about that, guys. Who else? This is... We're doing a podcast on players we wouldn't fight. Miles Bridges from the Hornets. He is from Flint. So I definitely would not mess with him. Ryan says they're all weenies now.
Hey, did you know Rudy Gobert was an amateur boxer before he went all into basketball?
Really? I didn't know that.
That jab.
Can you imagine the jab?
That jab would suck. Who's just like a dog that I'd love to have on my team? Marcus Smart. I wouldn't.
Marcus Smart. There's one. There's one. I
wouldn't fight that dude.
Or the Clippers, Patrick Beverley. He's probably a little scrappy.
I think he's scrappy, but I think he's fake tough guy.
He's fake tough guy. Yeah, there's nobody else on that team.
Let's see if there's anybody on the Lakers.
No, there's nobody on the Lakers. McGee's from Flint.
Montrezl Harrell. I'll bet
Montrezl
you.
Harrell. Okay.
He'd get down. All right. Get all down. Right. Wesley Matthews would get down.
They should this do an so NBA. Crazy. Let's do an NBA fight club. I'm just looking at the guys from where they're from and where they grew up.
This is actually way more fun than I thought it would be.
Yeah, Montrezl Harrell for sure. Kyle Kuzma's from Flint, but I don't know.
I'd fight Kuz.
I don't know if he's from Flint. Serge Ibaka, there's another one. Ryan just said Serge Ibaka. Okay, I got you there. I like that. Markieff Morris, the Morris twins.
Oh, yeah, I'm not. They're tough. Hey, true story. Did you know they beat up their ex-boyfriend of their mom and they couldn't convict him because they didn't know which one did it?
Really?
Yeah. They both got off.
I mean, wouldn't you want to beat somebody's? If somebody did something to your mom?
Yeah, they beat up. How great is that? They're identical twins. They couldn't identify which one beat them up. They alibied each other.
Didn't one of them play in the game for? Isn't there like a conspiracy theory that one of them played in like a playoff game for the other one?
Oh, it happened.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, we.
No. It happened.
Yeah, Ryan. We said him. We got Harold in there. Is.
Oh, you know, Denver. Will Barton. That dude would. Throw down. I feel like. This is out of
control. This is out of control. Who in the NBA can fight? Is there any MMA? Is there any? There's got to be a guy that trains. Oh,
James Johnson is a black belt in karate. He plays for the Dallas Mavericks now. He's with Miami forever.
Okay.
He's a black belt in karate. He's actually 3-0 as an amateur MMA fighter before he got drafted.
Okay.
And he said when he's done with the NBA, oh, crap, he's not on there anymore. James Johnson, where is he now? Is he with the Suns maybe? If James Johnson, he said he wants to make it to the UFC when he's done playing basketball. Legit.
I don't hate it.
Where is he playing now?
You're looking it up.
New Orleans Pelicans.
All right.
Oh, Zion Williamson, just because he's built like a brick house. And I feel like if I punched him, I'd break my hand on him because he's just huge.
Well, you could say that about LeBron James too.
No, he's a puss. Dude, are you kidding me? You sneeze on him, he falls over and rolls around for 90 seconds like somebody, he's dying.
Why does he get so much hate? Why does LeBron James get so much hate?
The honest reason? Because he's not authentic. He's fake.
I think that's what it is.
Because
it's something about
people can feel it. Authenticity is something that you can feel from somebody. Now, so me and you, he's a puss. Me and you, we had a very casual friendship and we got into this podcast thing and we become pretty good friends through it. If there was a level of disingenuous just in genuine like care for each other, it would have come out and we would have never become good friends.
Yeah.
But we both have respect for each other and things like that. So when LeBron says all the right things, but it just feels like he's saying what he should say, but not that he really believes it, because his actions either show otherwise or it's just how he says it. It's really hard to empathize with somebody who grew up in the ghetto, which he did, which is fine, that was getting loans and getting advances on money from agents, and his mom was, since he was 13, 14 years old.
Yeah.
He drove to school in an $80,000 car. I don't know about you, or maybe $120,000. Either way, ridiculously Land Rover and a Hummer, owned both of them before his 18th birthday, but he's from the ghetto, right? Had the chosen one tattooed on his chest or back or whatever at 16 years old. Like, all these things are something that's like, no, you're not struggling the way that people are struggling. That's what Kwame Brown was talking about, right?
That's true. Yeah.
And so he's saying all this stuff. And then there's just so much that comes to like all the good he does. And I'm sure he does do some good, but like when they talked about, he opened up this school in Akron, Ohio, right? What they didn't tell us, he only funded 25% of the school to taxpayers. They had to raise taxes there to help pay for the other 75% of the school. They didn't tell anybody that.
Didn't know that.
You know what I mean? It's stuff like that. And the decision, right? The way he left Cleveland and went to
Miami. I didn't hate that.
He's right. I actually didn't hate it either, but it's the way he handled it. I'm a Cleveland guy. This is my hometown. And all this, like, whatever. And then there's this. Same thing with John Jones, by the way. They always have to justify while they're great. You never hear Michael Jordan talking about him being the greatest.
That's true. That is 100% true.
You ever hear Khabib talking about being the greatest? Did George St. Pierre say, I'm the greatest? No.
In fact, George St. Pierre says they're better now. He will say.
But John Jones has to go out there and be like, no, I've earned this. I'm the greatest. LeBron will go out there and say, no, I've earned this. I'm the greatest.
Let me play devil's advocate really quick. Do you think it is different, but do you think if, let's just say 20 years ago, social media and was like it is right now, do you think we would have seen more of that with some of the athletes back then? Do you think that maybe that's kind of, we're seeing more of these athletes now than we ever have before, that maybe you would have seen that with some of your favorite superstars 20 years ago, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. But to the core of it, I do not believe Michael Jordan. And that's actually, when you're talking about basketball, I think AAU basketball is the problem. But I think the social media social media creates attention whores.
And that it definitely does.
And John Jones is an attention whore. And LeBron James is an attention whore. But Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, and some of those guys, their focus was on being the greatest. They didn't talk about it. They just focused
on it.
Just did it.
Yep.
LeBron isn't ascending to Michael Jordan. In my book, LeBron doesn't surpass Michael Jordan.
He doesn't pass Kobe in my book.
Not because of stats and things like that. It's the mentality for me.
I would put Kobe above him.
And I think that's to each their own, but I think that's justified. I always said, even when Kobe was at the tail end of his peak and LeBron was like in the middle of his, I always said, and I hated the Lakers and I hated Kobe as a Jazz fan.
I did too.
But I'm always going to go watch Kobe because he was my favorite person to play the game of basketball.
Yeah.
And Jordan is the same way. But anyways, so much for an MMA podcast. That got really crazy. But regardless, fans have got to be more respectful.
Like, they do. I 100% agree with that, because that can't happen. So can't freaking happen.
There.
That was a fun podcast that turned into
50 minutes.
50 minutes of us ranting and raving about everything in the world of sports right now. All right. So we'll see you guys on Friday. We have another Fighter Spotlight podcast scheduled for Friday. Who do we have coming on Friday? Who did we schedule for Friday? I can't remember now.
Oh, Jordan Munoz is coming.
Oh, Jordan Munoz is coming on Friday. We're trying to get Aleko Poynar on Friday, who's fighting the co-main event at Steel Fist. Jordan's fighting at Steel Fist. If you're listening to this,
we need to get Cole back on. We need Adeline back on. We need Robbie back on. We need Fiji back on.
Exactly. So I'll reach out to Fiji and see if he'll come on. I already reached out to Aleko. I think we're good for Friday. If you're listening and we haven't mentioned your name, it's not that we don't want you on. Feel free to reach out to either Zach or I. We'll get you scheduled.
Yeah, just do what Jordan did. He messaged me.
Yes. Yes. Jordan made a post about it. I'm like, dude, like, hello. We got you, bro. We got you, man.
That's what we do.
Anyways, have a good week. We'll see you guys on Friday. We out. No, 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 no.